Morning, everyone.
It's been quite some time before I did a coffee talk. Ooh, that's hot. So pop in, say hey. And this is an open coffee talk. So if you would like to hop on the live feed, by all means, I'm gonna actually put a comment in. DM me for. If you want to come on video, I should say. If you have a question or just want to say hey or join the discussion. Link. I am typing slowly with my arm all wrapped up. I see a couple of viewers pop in. Tell me who's watching right now. Actually, I can't believe I didn't say this. It's customary to pop in with your coffee emoji if that's what you're having right now. Hi, Cindy. Hi, Melanie. There she be. Feeling pretty good today. Almost too good. I'm sure that's not gonna last. Sure that's not gonna last. Yeah, so I'm gonna pull up hey, Vikram. Yeah, no tea for me. I'm on a coffee kick. I do tea now and again. Honestly, I haven't done a coffee talk in a while, and it's the routine. I coffee talks usually come up at random, and it's usually when I have extensive conversations with people. And I guess there's a couple of things actually going on. The huge announcement with USA Archery and adding the female indoor finals with prize money sponsored by Lancaster Archery Supply. It's a significant addition to the indoor final game. For those of you that aren't familiar with how the indoor finals work, basically it's like this. You have all of the you United in the United States for those who are for those who are competing in indoor nationals. In the United States, there's multiple locations competing for the indoor target national title. The national championship, the national title is based on overall score over 2 days. That's your national champion. The indoor final is pretty much just a highlighted extra competition, provides exposure to companies, and has prize money that comes with it. Does it really mean anything? Sadly to say, no, it doesn't. There's just bragging rights of sorts for that competition. It's a cool competition. But shooters from any age category that are shooting the 40 centimeter face, which they all do for indoor nationals, not JOAD, but indoor nationals, that shoots a qualifying score that puts them in the top eight will put them in the indoor final shootoffs. That happens, I think, Wednesday or Thursday before NFAA indoor nationals at Louisville. So a lot of archers that are coming to Louisville. They go there that day early, compete in indoor nationals. Some stick around and shoot NFAA, some don't. So that's how that whole thing works. Now, this year they've added the women's category, which is awesome. We've been asking for it for quite a few years, and obviously the numbers have supported it. I am sure that that trend will continue to change. So you're sort of hearing it here first. I think the goal would probably ultimately be to do the same with masters and get away from like 50 to 70 year olds keep competing against each other. But that means that our older shooters, the masters category, they've got to show up at indoor nationals and shoot and have those numbers continue to grow. So I'm just putting it out there. I'm sure that that's the trend that's going to happen, or at least that would be the goal. So make sure that those of you who are trying to see that through start showing up. Especially let's see, in April, I'm going to be 4 years away from that 50-year-old master mark. So, that's what you got to, that's the plan. I mean, you can compete as a senior as well and participate that way. But even like right now, the masters for men and women, you can compete in that class for indoor nationals, but you'll still count for indoor finals if your score is in the top eight of the entire class and other class as far as like bare bow. So, it's still exciting stuff for sure. But the other thing that came up last night, as a matter of fact, is I was speaking to a parent of a newish shooter to the scene, and we are just talking about what kids should be focused on and what direction they want to go with their archery, and how overwhelming it is when bow companies, colleges, coaches, both non-college coaches and regular coaches, start overwhelming families because their shooter is doing well. And it's sort it's a little, I don't know what the word is. It's disingenuous, and I've used that word a lot in the last few days. Because one person does well, and then you go and start throwing stuff at them. And I'll tell you a couple of things that it does. It's first of all, shooters can shoot well with any equipment. We've all seen that. You don't have to have a brand new Hoyt riser and brand new axial limbs to shoot great scores. Does it help? Sure, but it doesn't help until your end game is your 90% and above accuracy. But when people are just reaching out like blind messages and phone calls from random coaches trying to, what's the word, suck in those shooters so that they can put their name on those shooters, like that's, I'm sorry, but that's unprofessional. And it's happening. It's starting to happen in bare bow. We went from 5 years ago, like no coaches, no active people, really making a difference in bare bow, to now there's everybody and their brother, their sister, and their cousin are a bare bow coach, because they went out and got a certificate, shot some mediocre at best scores in their lives, and all of a sudden they want to be a professional. It's just not how it is. I hate to say it. You're not until you take a shooter and build a shooter from the word go to a podium, don't be that person. Don't be that coach. Focus on doing that first. It's going to make you a better coach in the long run. Don't just dive into coaching, snatch people up, be like, oh, I'm coaching them now. You're not. You're managing them. That's all you're doing. You're helping them manage tournaments. That's it. If you truly, truly, truly are focused on being a coach, and you truly, truly, truly appreciate the shooter that you're working with, build shooters from the start. Work with them from the start all the way to the end. That's when you become a really good coach. Not just, and we call it coach poaching. It's one of the reasons I got out of running a team. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's so frustrating, seeing teams and clubs, and it's all about ego. They want to claim that they have these awesome shooters instead of caring about the program and caring about the kids. Sometimes you have to say the hard things, and some families aren't prepared for that. But if you're just telling people what they want to hear to try to put them under your umbrella of coaching, to put your name on it, you're part of the problem in this sport. Just saying. I've been thinking about it since yesterday. I had this conversation with someone else, and I had the conversation earlier in the day with some friends, and then ironically had this phone call, and I want to see new shooters, adults and kids alike, be successful in this sport. I will not, however, what's the word? I will not sacrifice my integrity as a coach and what I know actually works because people want to hear how good and amazing they are. That's just not how I function as a coach. And the hard truth is what oftentimes coaches are missing in conversations with kids and parents. And you have to have those discussions. So, I just figured it's a great coffee talk topic. And again, if anybody wants to hop on this live feed, I put it in the comments. You're more than welcome to. I don't see any DMs actually at the moment. Shoot me a DM. I'll shoot you the link. It's not the normal link, it's like a public link that I use. But we'll love to have a chat with somebody else. Vikram said in the comments, and Vikram, you hit the nail on the head. There's a lot of good salespeople that are coaching in any sport. Archery is no different. We've seen it in the compound Olympic side, but has now hit bare bow. And I think it's kind of like growing pains of sorts, Vikram. We're not going to continue to grow and become more of a staple within all competitive formats without this stuff continuing to form. People talk about wanting to do shooting schools, like people want to do all this stuff, and that's great. And it's good for the sport. I'm not saying that it's not, but dear, please, coaches, be honest with yourselves. Don't just try to pull, and it's very difficult to do. It's very difficult to run a program appropriately, and keep your focus on the right things. Your shooters have to become first before anything else. If you want to have a program that exceeds expectation, those shooters, children and adults, have to get 150% of your time and effort and energy. So those of you that try to be competitors, I'm warning you, you're not going to be able to put 100% into competing if you're putting 100% into coaching. It's just not going to happen because if it's impossible. It's virtually impossible. You can do well, but you're never going to put 100% into it. It's definitely a difficult commitment to keep. And I encourage all of you out there that have coaching motives and want to grow archery in that fashion. And if you have a talent or a passion for working with kids and helping them find success and stuff like that, then by all means, go do it. Please do it, actually. We need a lot more educators within archery, not just people trying to find popularity. Yeah, it's not about popularity. I know this podcast was not done for the purpose of popularity. It was for the purpose of making information available to people. That's what's up. That's what's going on. Good morning, Josh. Good morning, Melanie, Vikram, Ben. Ben had a. Oh, Ben's going to shoot right now. Nice, Ben. Anyways, with that little nugget of information, you guys have any questions? Anything going on in your neck of the woods? Got any tournaments you're going to? I'll quick give the tournament a shout out. I like to do these kind of like unadvertised and surprise coffee talks because you don't get a ton of people and a ton of comments, and it gets tough to navigate through. So, but yeah, you're more than welcome to hop on a live feed if you want. I'll DM the link. Vikram, you should hop in. Yeah, Josh, I'm gonna shoot 3D this year. I haven't. PA indoor states tomorrow. Cindy, is that USA archery or is that PIAA? Let me know. Chip, hey buddy, there's the Vegas champ. Chip, what are you doing right now? Are you should hop in on this live feed and just chat for a second. Let's go, buddy. Impromptu guest appearance. Come on, man. There's Santo. You should hop in on the live feed too. Go get your computer set up and hop in the live feed. Yeah, Cindy, check that. I'm curious. I don't know if the PIAA is actually hosting a tournament this year because the last I heard their location was compromised. So recovery is this. I should be in a sling technically, but I feel pretty good and I had it elevated and on ice. So I'm cut here, here, and down here, but I feel, like I said, I feel pretty good. So everything. PSAA, yeah, PIAA, that's basketball. My bad, Bill. Yeah, PSAA. That's a Pennsylvania State Archery Association. That's actually the first state tournament I ever shot in as a kid. Both compound, freestyle compound, sights and fingers, Olympic recurve. Never shot a bare bow. I never went back to it though. I kind of got tired of that. Never realized how crappy. Yeah, I mean, Chip, it's I'm not even gonna go there actually. Not in light of recent news. I'm gonna stay away from that one in public. Ryan, what's is that SoCal? Is that what you're is that what you're saying there? For USA indoors? So Nate says he's shooting some Blue Face NFA tournaments. Cindy's shooting the state FITA. I assume that's at Lancaster as a guest. Chip's got getting ready for some NFAA. Oh, Salt Lake, okay. Well, I hope Mr. John Dillinger would show up and shoot. That would be nice. Miss that guy. Miss that guy for sure. Yes, Josh, surgery went very well. I hope yours goes as well. Goes well as well. That was weird. And your recovery's quick. I feel really good. So, and all of the pain from here is, I'd say, 95% gone. So already, despite the nerves being sensitive right now. Nice, Cindy. It's a family affair now. You're going to work in the bow shop, got you, Santo. I wish you were able to hop in a live feed. If Santo, everybody else, that podcast we just did, there was definitely some longbow discussion with PJ Riley in our last podcast, the one I did with Matt and PJ. So make sure you guys, toward the end, make sure you guys go check that out and watch those episodes. I guess I should have done a little news in regards to all that stuff. So, two episodes, 111 Classic Kids is up, 112 Classic Review. And there's a little bit of history of the Lancaster Classic discussion in that last episode. I'm gonna upload this as an episode, but it's just for documentation purposes, so everybody gets to pick up on it. So that's up there. The those of you that are on Patreon. I'm sure you guys get tired of hearing about it, but it is what it is because it's like the whole shooter school thing is just a is so well laid out. I have people joining it from all over the place. I have a giveaway going on right now. I'll find the post and share it, but there's a post where I'm giving away a student slot for the Bear Project Shooter School. But you have to follow Instagram and YouTube and all that stuff and just post done in the comments. So that's coming up. But anyways, this week my focus for the shooter school is to do I have a descriptive basically like a an explanation of all of the shooting drills that I really hone in on. This week my goal is to make a video for every single one. And explain in detail washed up pounder. I hope that's I don't even know who that is. I gotta think it's Demmer. So I plan to make those videos this week if I can and just run through the hold on a second, there's a guest joining. We hope. You gonna turn your video on? Yo. Here we go. Go from there. So yeah, I want to put those update those videos in the shooter school. There he is.
Yeah, I don't know why it wouldn't let me I had to exit and come back in.
I don't know. That's funny.
Wouldn't let me unmute and it wouldn't let me throw the video on.
How are you doing today?
All right.
Growing that beard out again, I see. Jesus. Dude,
I don't know if
your hair grows so fast. Like I see you one week and then the next week you're like a goddamn Eskimo.
What do you
How's
guys
the
talk
ice
about
up
today?
there? I'm just bullshitting. I was just giving some updates with the ladies change with indoor. Kind of threw that out there. I want to do some videos with the shooting drills in the shooter school, Bear Hill Project Shooter School. Just getting some feedback from people where their tournaments are. So it looks like there's a lot of NFA regionals and sectionals and stuff going on right now. I guess our state FITA is it this weekend, Cindy, or is it next weekend at Lancaster? She just commented the state FITA that Cindy Bevilacqua pretty
Okay.
much runs. Did you hear anything about PSAA? Are they actually having a state or not? I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw them post something about the farm show not working out. But I haven't seen any updates since then. You know, what they're actually gonna do. Mike Nyer said it is this weekend. The state FITA is this weekend, so that's cool. A bunch Lancaster's going to be hopping as usual. So that's cool. Vikram's at work slacking off watching this. So how was your compound adventure last night?
Ah, crap.
What did
I'm
you shoot?
struggling. I'm struggling for some reason, man. Bad.
So are
I threw
you?
I threw it together, so I didn't have it. It wasn't paper tuned or anything. And then I shot some really bad arrows that I had 10 years ago that I knew they didn't shoot well. They just too light of a point weight, so they don't group really well. But
That was all 3D though, right?
had fun. Shot the wrong target. Shot target 2 instead of or 20 instead of 2.
Oh, Jesus.
Just a cluster of,
Gotta be the eyes, man. It's gotta be the eyes.
the cluster of poly. Well, I'm like, they set it up, and there's like, because we were shot with a trad guy too, and I'm like looking at the target. I'm like, ooh, that's a rough one for him. Like, there's a log in the way. I'm like, I'm waiting for him to biff the log. So I'm like, I'm looking at the log, and because I see the number 2 out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, ah, set my sight for it. He didn't hit the log. I'm like, okay, he shot high. And I
That's funny.
shoot it. I'm like, just out of the 11. I'm like, all right, that's good. And we walk up. I'm like, shoot. I'm the only arrow in the target. When you're the only arrow in the target in group of three, you know you screwed up.
That's funny. Is that known distance or unknown?
It's unknown. It's unknown, but it's basically known, within 2 yards. If you're off to more than 2 yards in a building with pillars, then you're doing something wrong.
That's funny. Yes, Santo. Santo's having he's giving me the guilt trip because I didn't tell him I was going live. Santo, I didn't know I was going live 5 minutes before I went live. So don't be upset, buddy. Don't be upset. There's no, I didn't even tell Demmer either. He just shows up. He's like a stalker. But anyway,
Maybe I learned from the best. I
you're
learned it
the
from watching you, Dad.
what's the deal with the XD? I know you've been playing with that a little bit. Is it going well or?
So I think I figured out what was going on with down in Lancaster too. I was blaming a little bit on the glare on the arrow, and that might have been it. But I grabbed the XD, I shot it at the shop up there, and shot it pretty well. And I got to thinking, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll try my weights on my GMX3 the same way. And I weighted them exactly the same, and it changed a lot. I think I was skirting on the edge where I was clipping the pin a little bit on the biter, and it would just kick me to the right a little bit. And now, I don't know, with the weight set up the way it is, it might be stabilizing it a little better, or it just required a different arrow spine because it just stiffened it up a little bit more. But they're grouping way better, more consistent. So.
You had you, the GMX, you had those that weight configuration. I've never seen you do that before. The way you had one offset and then the other one, like that was definitely threw me for a little bit of a loop when I saw it. I'm like, oh, whatever, you know what you're doing. You know what I mean?
I ran it similar to what I ran my Epic years ago.
I see.
Just different weights. The Epic I ran two big fat Yosts and basically the same mass. I just ran the two weights, the weight weights the same way. But now I took the two weights off. Well, the top weight I took off, put it on, just kept the bottom one, unscrewed the black cover. And threw the 20 ounce cover on it, so it's 40 ounces, and then threw the back kicker on it, like the XD.
The back kicker on the XD is definitely a very good change when you do that, for sure. I do wish the XD had that lower weight hole. That's all on the outside, but outside or inside, actually, to be honest with you. If they could just build a 27 and put that on the XD, that would be a pretty phenomenal bow, for sure. But
Just gotta sell 1,000 of them.
400. I talked to Doug, and Doug did say, it's like, I guess Winker must have talked to Zach and was like, yeah, sell 400 bows. You guarantee we'll sell 400 bows. We'll make it. It's like, I think you'll sell 400 bows. I
Probably.
think that the problem is that indoor's over. And a lot of people like that 27-inch platform for indoor because they don't have enough zip for outdoor.
Maybe.
And I think they should, if they did that for next year, added it for next year. Yes, Santo, we know you will buy one. You buy one of everything that comes out. Him, he's in the comments blowing it up.
I can't see the comments.
You'd have to go on the Facebook Live.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, they're there. That's all. It's just it's the same old peanut gallery, I should say.
So there is a, I just got a text from one of the guys up at Outdoor Insider. There's a bare bow paper shoot on the February 17th at Outdoor Insider's,
Oh,
10 a.m.
nice. Really?
10 a.m. I gave him a bunch of crap last night. I'm like, you guys' Facebook stuff is not getting on my feed for some reason. So that
So
one's probably
they're
not
having
gonna
a
be.
bare bow 18 meter
Yeah,
or
18 meter,
outward serve.
in their new building. It's not sanctioned or anything. It's just their shoot. So I think they're gonna do, I think most of their shoots, I think all their shoots really is they do the a qualification 300 and then head to heads.
Is that like a 7 p.m. start?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Oh, okay. So it's earlier in the day. Nice.
I think that's a, it's probably a Saturday.
Yeah, it is. I'm putting it in my phone right now.
But yeah.
It's New Milford, right? That's the, is that, wait.
Gibson exit. It's right off
I
the
don't,
Gibson exit.
I'm just, I'll, I just searched for it on Google. It
Yeah,
says
it
Outdoor
might be.
Insiders, New Milford, PA.
Yeah, it might be a, it might be a New Milford address.
Okay.
Because I don't think Gibson has a post office, so
Is this a money tournament or just a like a thing?
yeah, I think they're all money tournaments.
Okay.
They I wish they had, let's see if they're they got details on there. Yeah, I just don't know why it's not they're popping up on my.
Yeah, you know what? Their stuff doesn't pop up on my feed either. It's come to think of it. I wonder if you have to click a follower. I want to look them up from my
There is
page.
a follow and I wasn't following it, so I
I
guess
don't
maybe
think they
that's
were.
it. But their stuff was popping up on my Instagram, but not their Facebook.
Yeah, the Outdoor Insiders, I just follow them as well. Do they put events up on
I don't know
Facebook?
if they, I don't know if they do put events on their
They don't. They should though, because then you can
that's why
share that event.
they're not.
Archery Eve kickoff September, July. So it looks like they used to, but they don't have any going on now.
Yeah, that's probably why they're not popping up on my feed.
You weren't following it.
Well, following, well, I did get some of their stuff like way back when.
Yeah.
Hey,
Everybody, I'm going to share Outdoor Insiders page at the moment on Bearable Projects. Make sure you guys go follow
that's a nice
their
little
Facebook
shop that
page.
they opened up up in northern PA. It's right along Interstate 81. So if you're ever traveling, it's like right off the highway. It's like 2 minutes off the highway. So it's the location's pretty good
Gosh.
for driving.
Yeah, if
If
it's close
you,
to 81, that's easy to get to then.
yeah, if especially if you're like lower state, like well, I call it lower state New York, but New Yorkers call it upper state, but because there's only two, there's only one important place in the state of New York, and that's New York City, apparently, for all the New York City folk.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. That's exactly how they approach it. It's like the only thing that exists in New York is New York City. Don't tell our friends from Proline that though. They might be upset. Mike Nyer said he's probably going to come and shoot. Mike, let me know if I'm able to shoot by then. I might go try it. I might not make it all the way through, but I might do it. Robbie says he misses you. He says I miss you. I'm pretty sure he means you, not me.
He definitely misses you.
Yeah, I don't know. Santa wants to go also. Oh yeah, and I guess Vikram's in New York, right?
Vikram's New York City. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's. I just got a smile emoji from him. I'm saying,
He
don't
knows
offend her.
exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, I
He's
know
like,
he
oh, those peasant, those peasants upstate.
does. That's funny. Anything else going on? Hey, well, I guess it's too warm for ice, man. You might not get on the ice again this year.
No, yeah, it's not looking good. We got some spots that still have ice, but Tuesday we might get a foot of snow, so
Really?
that's gonna be it. Like we're gonna have like really crappy ice and then 2 foot of insulation or a foot of insulation, and that's just gonna done.
That's
It won't freeze up.
that sucks.
It's kind of like I don't know. We were watching the weather, and it was just like chance of snow, chance of snow. And then all of a sudden, wife got checked it out, and like down in Scranton is supposed to get like maybe 8 to 10 inches.
Hold on a second. I gotta. Oh, I did not.
I think I'm going trout fishing here as soon as we get off this.
All right. Well, I'm about done. I got to. Robbie asked if you miss him. Do you miss him? Yeah. Sorry, Robbie. You're shit out of luck, buddy.
Never heard of her.
Yes, Robbie, we miss you. Sort of. Sort of. It depends on if there's any stickers involved. Anyway, yeah, I think I'm gonna go to a sportsman show today. I haven't been down there. The wife's got some stuff planned later on today with some friends. I might take Evan. He's at basketball practice right now. They're in playoffs, so
Nice. That's what, like an hour and a half from you? Hour?
not even an hour 10. Yeah. So we're gonna probably pick up and head out there. Yesterday, Trump was there, so I didn't want to go there. Yesterday, it was probably a shit show.
It had to have been fairly nuts yesterday.
Oh yeah,
I
so
had a
go
friend,
catch it. What's that?
one of the local guys went down there yesterday to shoot the event on Friday, so.
Yeah, it's a good event. It's not. It's well run. I shot it 1 year. I'll probably never shoot again. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. I guess I say that now. I probably could have done it, but I do know that it's a well-run event. It's like max 33 yards for bare bow and maybe 25 for trad, I think. I think it's pretty much
It's
IBO rules.
a different kind of an event because like you can they have a shoot off too, but
Yeah.
you have like 5 days to shoot the score and they take like the top score from each day. So if you're trying to get an easy into the shoot off, you want to shoot like Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
For
Because
sure.
it's kind of weird. I shot it the last time I shot it, I went down with the stoners, and it's almost like it's not geared to shooting with friends, almost in a way,
Yeah.
because I shot the high score of the week, and Jen shot probably the second or third high score of the week, but she couldn't make it because she didn't shoot the high score that day.
Yeah. I shot it with Tracy, Eric, and or no, I shot the qualification myself and then ended up shooting with Tracy, Eric, and Todd. I can't remember Todd's last name. I don't see him shooting much anymore. The guy with the long beard from Stowe.
Oh, okay,
He shot it, and then what's his name that shot IBO and won IBO before? My
there's a lot
God,
of them.
I know he's from like Maryland. Begins with a D. I can't
Oh,
believe this. We are getting old, buddy. Let me just tell you.
Oh,
No.
yeah, I'll remember here in about 10
As
minutes.
soon as we get off of this live feed. Yeah, Todd Longstreet. Thanks, Anto.
That's
He's a Shot IQ disciple. Oh my God.
me all the clues you want. I know who you're talking about. I see the face. I shot with them at
Yeah.
ETAR.
Oh my gosh,
Oh.
that's so
Forgive
frustrating.
me. He's part of the Maryland bow hunter. He's a
Yes.
fellow kayak fisherman too. Dang it. That's just stupid. I'm trying to cheat on Facebook and I still can't find it.
We are. Maybe there's not enough coffee this morning. I don't know. I have no idea. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, that's who we shot with, and it was a good time. It was the first time I ever shot it. I should have won. I lost by 1 point to him. Lost by 1 point. I needed a seven or an eight to win. I shot a five on a 27-yard turkey.
That's a tough
Well,
target.
it was a 27-yard turkey, and I was string walking with my, remember those recurve RZs? I was shooting those. So I was string walking for every distance and shooting my indoor arrows. Yeah. But those were the days. Now I'm gonna, I don't know what arrows I'm gonna play around with for outdoor. No, it's definitely not Big Dave Santo.
No.
I don't know who that is, but I'll.
He's got he's kind of he's like 6'1", 220. He's got an ear piercing. He's like,
Not who I'm talking about.
that's not who you're talking about?
No. Oh my God, this is gonna drive me insane.
And I'm trying to think who that.
He won Bear Bow Recurve IBO like 5 years ago at the Trad Worlds.
No, then you got me baffled. Now I
I keep wanting to say
don't know.
Dominic, but it's not Dominic. I don't know why. Don't worry about it. It's not important. Anyway, it's not important at all. We're just old and it's bothering me that I can't remember. That's about it, man. I think I'm just gonna finish up my coffee here and get ready and head down to the farm show and check that place out for today. And hopefully, by the end of the week, I can pick up a bow or something if I'm allowed to. I don't know. For exercise purposes, if they'll let me do it for therapy, that'd be kind of cool. We'll see. Dwight Dorsey, boom. You're the
Oh,
man, Santo. You're the man.
how
He
is it?
freaking remembers everybody,
So I
huh?
don't feel bad. I don't feel bad for getting that one because I was thinking a way different,
Yeah, that's all
way
right.
different.
You're the man. That's what I was talking about. Nice guy, super nice guy. I don't know if I haven't seen him shoot in a while though.
Definitely a Joel disciple.
Yeah, no, and we talked about it pretty extensively that weekend, because there's moments where I like the grip sear, because I think that's what he shoots. Where the grip sear works great, and then there's moments where it doesn't. It just depends, I guess. It's like any other thing. You gotta practice and gotta be in the right state of mind to make it work. And
There's no cheat code.
there's no cheat code in bareboat. You
If
can.
someone sells you on a cheat code, that should send a red flag. No matter what you do, you got to work hard at it.
Yeah, I get, and I think that's what we try to convey to people. Like I know. And Joel says some good stuff in his seminars and whatnot. I mean, the mental process, the blueprint stuff, like it's all good stuff. There's no question. It's not, but they're not cure-alls. They're not, you can't stop working. And I think sometimes that's what people, they pursue those avenues for the purpose of it being a cure. And it's not. It's a temporary thing that realigns your brain to think about something else. And then if you fall back into that pattern, then it comes back and it's one of these. But works for some it doesn't. Mike Nyer said, no quick fix or a magic pill. Michael, you are so right. No, Brie, we figured it out. It's Dwight Dorsey. He's a real good dude. Good hunter. But he's a 3D guy, so definitely didn't love the indoor game. For those of you out there too, indoor game's tough. It's a tough game. So much tougher than an outdoor target in some ways, because there's just environmentally, there's no changes, there's no excuses.
Yeah,
Small target.
I find 3D to be the easiest thing to shoot.
For sure.
Well, partly because it's a Big Ten ring on most animals are quite large, but then you have like built-in reasons for not hitting the center 10 because there's no aiming spot, no known distance. So you have reasons kind of not to hit it sometimes where
Yeah.
indoors there's no excuse.
None. No, and that goal, the aiming on the small goal on a 40-centimeter face just gives so much anxiety, as opposed to, and that's why a lot of compounders they migrate toward 3D, because they can't let that pin sit in the middle of the target. They're like, oh, I get all, and it's most not trained shooters. I'm talking about like your general population bow hunters. They're like, they get all, they're like, oh, I hate paper. You know, anybody can hit paper, but they don't like it because that pin gets in the middle and they're like, bang. They just want to pound it. They want to pound that trigger and get that arrow gone. Whereas on a 3D animal, the pin's just sitting on a blank canvas of a body. You know what I mean? So they don't get as anxious about it, and just easier to shoot 3D because of it. So, Ryan Osterlis wants to know if you're gonna shoot Redding this year.
No, I don't know if I'll ever shoot Redding.
I wouldn't mind going out there, but I don't want to go out there just to do the tournament. Like, it'd be so much nicer to like go out there and spend a weekend and do like a seminar or something and then stay there and do a tournament. Well, it's I it looks like a fun tournament. It does. I don't know. I don't know if I'll spend that money to go do a tournament like that. Fly across the country for tournaments. It's just an experience.
Yeah, they're like if I'm going to dedicate that kind of time, I'll probably just I would just dedicate it towards Texas Target Nationals.
I don't want to go to Texas though.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Here we go. Hold on a second, John. Somebody's joining us. This I should have known.
Might have
You
to
might
leave.
have to leave now. All right,
Yeah.
we gotta go. See you. No.
Yep, I gotta go. I don't even need to see the bottom of the hat. I can tell who
I'm getting dressed. I'll be right back.
Well, at least you're not on the toilet this time.
Yeah, I'm so glad that nothing obscene came through when I turned the when I left him into the live Zoom. Thank goodness for
Well,
that.
I just woke up, and what better way to start my day than looking at your two ugly mugs?
Listen, they're the best two
Baldy
ugly mugs you ever seen. I don't want to hear it.
McBaldface and Mr. Dimmer.
let me look at these comments. Yes, Joe Coleman, I did have my surgery. That's why I'm all wrapped up here, but I'm good, so we don't need to talk about that. It's all good. Nate Wallace says once you shoot Safari, you'll be hooked.
I've always wanted to try one of those. That's
The
like
Redding.
one shot.
Yeah.
They have one in, I think, Indiana. Yeah, they got, but that's that they have that one out to 50, right?
Right.
That's what Davis has told me anyway. It's like 45 or 50. It's kind of, I don't want to say lame, but it's always fun to have to shoot a long ways. I've never been to Redding because I'm broke.
Well, Redding is a tough shoot to go to because it's not like, is it considered like an NFAA 3D championship or something, right?
Yeah,
Like
nationals for
it's
them.
like if I'm gonna spend the money, I'm gonna go to the classic and shoot 3D trials, you know what I mean?
Correct.
That's the only that's the tough part. If you have like
Dude,
unlimited
the
financial
3D
resources, it's
trials,
a different animal.
the 3D trials are way cheaper
Yeah.
than Red. Well, and I think a lot of it is some people like to travel for it, and then most of the people are just local, like local-ish. So it's drivable distance. Yeah.
There's a lot of shooters out in that West Coast though, so that's no surprise that they draw so many people for that tournament, why it's such a big tournament. But I don't know if just keep World Archery away from televising so.
I heard they're going to televise this one, but you're going to have to pay $15.
I tried to pay $5 and I couldn't even get through the live feed. What a waste. Hey, kudos to them for trying to make a change, like, or trying to do something. I just don't know if that was the right way, but whatever. That's above my pay grade. See you, Josh Taylor. Thanks for joining the live feed, buddy. See ya. Yeah, I don't know. That was a weird So PJ, I talked to PJ about that a little bit, and like nobody knew that was coming, that whole situation with Vegas. Nobody knew it in advance. It literally was like the day of, and they're and or the day before, when they're trying to line everything, and they're like, oh yeah, Will Archery's apparently the only one that's live feeding this, and people have to pay. Like, it was not communicated. So
Oh, yeah, I see you later.
hi, Tara.
Hi, Tara.
Hello.
I miss you.
I miss you too.
No, she doesn't. She's fine.
Hi.
She tells me the same thing.
Yeah, so that was a
Yeah,
weird
talk about
situation.
making a pretty good tournament anticlimactic.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how many people actually got to watch it on that live feed, because I heard the live feed cut out then, so nobody really saw it. Somebody, I think somebody did go live. I don't remember who it was. Keith, not Keith Trail. Well, who was it? Somebody went live on Facebook and some people saw it there. But, you know, is that Archery Plus thing? I just don't know if that's gonna fly. Unless that's the intention, is that come the Olympics, that's gonna be the only way to watch the Olympics. Like, unbroken everything Archery Plus channel. Maybe that's the direction this is going. Whatever. I noticed they have a podcast in their first four episodes that this all just launched. The first four episodes were about Target Panic. So this is World Archery's Archery Plus, whatever that conglomerate is. But they're all paid subscriptions through Archery Plus to get access to the podcast too. Like, everything, you can't access any part of the podcast for free. It has to be through that subscription. So, and it's like $29.99 a year, I think I saw. I think. Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's not a lot of money, but.
I'd pay $30 to watch all the World Cup indoor World Series.
Sure.
I'd pay $30 for that for sure.
I agree. So
Because
would
I'm a
I.
nerd, right? Like I I would if they had Barebow in it, but I'm not watching boring ass compound.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably still pay it, but I don't, you know.
don't
I
know. A
get what
lot of
you're
those
saying,
people are
though.
my
Yeah.
friends, right? Like, Do they know that? Or is that no, they reciprocated? don't. They don't. It's kind of like you and me. Like you're my
Yeah,
friend.
Robbie, just because
I'm
you're
not
friends on
yours, but like
Facebook
you're
doesn't mean
mine.
you're actually friends with those people. I
Oh,
know you're
okay.
young, but that's not how this works.
Robbie's like, guess who liked my post? Guess who liked my post? Oh my God, John liked my post again. He commented on my picture. Alex Milna
Interesting.
commented on my picture. He said I suck, but at least he commented on my picture.
That means that you're that's this, so you're BFFs now.
It's
It
traction,
must be
one way or the other. No,
traction.
I think Compound would be way more watchable if they figured a way how to do it like they do, Air
like
rifle. like Olympic air rifle, where they did like 9.7s or something. At least you still get some swings inside the tournament. It's not like perfect, 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 perfect. You Then mean it'd be like like, okay. 15 ends of sudden death elimination? Yeah. Yeah. So then you get like, oh, you know, 9.7, 9.8, 9.4, or you know, stupid stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, I'm gonna cut the live feed. I think we're done. We're talking about Robbie's friends list, and that's not gonna go well for ratings. So I think we're just gonna
Frank,
call it
Frank,
a
Frank,
day.
Frank.
No,
You're
we gotta
assuming your
go. We
ratings
gotta
are gonna
go.
start.
What's that?
I sent him a screenshot of somebody that friend requested me, and he was friends with this person. I'm like, who's this, Robbie? It's a Yeah, little there's like four other bareboat shooters. shady And I'm looking like, character. I don't know. I'm like, I go down the list who's friends with this person. I'm like, perv, Robbie. Oh, Robbie. Must be fun to perv too.
Oh man, not good. Anyway, all right, listen, gents, you guys have a wonderful day. It was a pleasure. I'll see
Glad
you
you got
guys.
to see me.
We're so happy that we got to see you. Not just kidding.
Any last minute Barebow wisdom. At least we can circle this.
Robbie, watch out for Zach. That's my wisdom. Watch out for Zach.
Yeah, nope. And he did good.
Zach's
going to come on with.
Yeah, oh wow, it was like at first. I haven't shot well this indoor season, but at first it was like, here, Zach's beating you, haha. And now it's like, oh my God, Zach can shoot. Like this is nuts.
Not nuts. It's awesome. More
no,
talent,
the scores
better.
He's putting up are nuts.
More talent, the better.
The scores are nuts.
That's what the sport needs, Robbie.
Exactly.
That's what the sport needs. So that the rest of the powers that be realize that why Barebow is the draw that it is. So good on Zach. I messaged Zach the other day. Hope to have Zach, Brian, and Chip on together at some point here in the near future.
Hopefully they elaborate the whole story of what happened in that shoot off, because that was a wild time.
Yeah, I don't know the story at all.
I saw it on Brian's Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know all the details though. But.
Yeah, let them bring that to light on that podcast.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That was a hell of a time.
Underwear was swapped, I've heard.
underwear was swapped. I looked like a 7-year-old wearing his dad's clothes, and Dan looked like a Tommy Hilfiger model.
Yeah, Dan looked like he was almost sporting some skinny jeans.
Dude, it was. I thought by looking at him that we were like close enough in size, and he did too, and we were both wrong. We were both wrong.
Yeah, I don't know the story there, but I'll tell you, man, Barebow knows how to have fun, that's for sure. And
all I did, I got a text from Steve Anderson saying WTF is going on with Barebow right now, and I just replied back, LOL.
It had to have been bad when you had someone like Greg Poole actually give an update for Barebow in the shoot-off.
Yeah. Yeah.
The dude that kind of craps on Barebow all the time actually made an update. That was weird.
Yep. We're knocking down doors left and right, people. All right, guys. You have a wonderful day.
You too. I'll miss you.
We're going to bounce. Miss you too. Hugs and kisses.
Later.
Peace. Maybe. There you go. Now it's working.